We continue our learning. We are in Bava Kamma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. There are two ways to read the first line of the Mishnah. We'll learn like Rashi and the Bar Tanura do. Ketzad haregel muedes. The Mishnah asks, how, in what way is regel considered mua? Now, we mentioned previously that regel is one of the examples of the category of nezikin, that's muad mitchilaso. It's muad from the very beginning, because the animals typically trample on things. And the Mishnah answers, in what way is regel muedes? L'shaber, b'derech hilucha, to break things as it walks. And then it gives an example of that. Habehema muedes lahalech kedarko l'shaber. An animal, behema, is considered muad to as it walks, to break kalim as it's walking, and with its body, with its feet. And that's how to understand this Mishnah, and that's what the Mishnah means. It's considered muedes in what way? That it breaks things as it walks. Haisa mivaetes, let's say the animal's not breaking things as it's walking, but rather it is kicking, and it causes damage. Osha yutzroros minatzin mitachas ragleha. Or as it's walking, there are twigs, there are little pebbles that are now being tossed from under its feet, because as it's walking, that's what happens. The pebbles start to fly. Vishibra es hakelim. And because of those pebbles that flew as the animal was walking, it broke kalim, broke vessels that belong to someone. Mishalim chatzi nezek. The halacha is here that you pay half nezek. Now this is a little bit strange, because we mentioned that chatzi nezek only applies to a case of keren. This looks like a case of regel. The animal is walking and it's trampling on something, and now it doesn't cause direct damage. Rather, it's stepping on the pebbles as it's walking, and the pebbles now fly from under its feet because it's walking and break a kli. That's indirect damage. So the chatzi nezek is not because this is keren, because this is mishuna, this is different, but rather this is what we call a tolda of regel. It is a subcategory of regel known as tsroros, literally means pebbles. And tsroros is another, becomes a category of regel, a subcategory of regel, that where you pay only half nezek, where there is indirect damage. And the Mishnah will give other examples of that. Where do we know this from? The Torah doesn't speak about this at all. We have the pasuk v'shilach es bi'iro, which is the pasuk that teaches us that where you send forth your animal and it tramples, that's regel. Uvier b'steacher, and it consumes in someone else's field, that's shein. And the Torah speaks about goring, which is shor nagachu. Speaks about goring, so that's an example of, or chiyigof shorish, etc. That's the pushing. That's goring. So, but it doesn't speak about tsroros. The answer is it's a tradition we have. Some claim it's halachal moshe misinai. The Gemara says that the Hilchusto Gemirilo, we have a tradition about this, and that you pay half nezek. So it's important to know that it's still in the category of regel. Why would that be important? Because one of the rules of regel is as we said in the past, like Shein and regel, we only chayiv in Rishus HaNizak, in someone else's Rishus, you're not going to be chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. Had it been in the category of Karen, then you would be paying in Rishus HaRabim. So that's why it's important to know this is a tolda of regel. It's a subcategory of regel. Halacha Moshe Misinai, a tradition we have that you pay half nezek in this particular case, and only in the Rishus HaNizak, because it falls into the category of regel. When the animal kicks, though, so that would be chayav in directly, so, and it causes damage, so that you chayav in Rishus HaRabim, because that would be a tolda of Karen. And we mentioned that in the past. Then the Mishnah says, Darsa ala kli ushvaratu. Let's say you have an animal that tramples on a kli as it's walking in the Rishus HaNizak, in someone else's backyard, someone else's property. Ushvaratu, when it breaks the kli. So far that's a classic example of regel. But then v'nafal al kli acher ushvaro. Then that broken kli had a shard, let's say, of that potter, let's say, broke off, and now hit another kli and broke that. So the first kli broke through classic regel, and that would be nezek shalim. And the second one broke through tsroros. It's not pebbles, but it's the concept, the principle of tsroros, which indirect damage. And therefore, the Mishnah says, alo rishon mishalim nezek shalim. For the first kli, you pay nezek shalim like nizke regel, v'alo achor mishalim chasi nezek. And on the second kli that that broke, because of a result of the indirect damage from breaking the first kli, a piece broke off and now broke the second kli. So that would be tzoros, you pay half nezek. Then the Mishnah says, "Hatar negolim muadim lahalech kedarkon ulishaber." Even not only behemos, but even chickens, birds are also muad mitchilas on finizke regel, and the same thing would be true regarding nizke shein. So therefore, a delil kashubra glove. Let's say there's a rope that's tied onto thread, or a rope that's tied onto the leg of the tarnagol, of the hen, of the chicken. Oshaya mahad. So let's say it's hopping around, which is typical for it. Umishaber hakelim, and by the fact that it had this rope on it and it moved around, it broke a kli, so it broke kalim. So, or based on the fact that it's jumping around and now pebbles fly out from underneath it, mishalim chatzinezek. That's a classic case of tsroros. If the tarnagol, however, as it's walking, had the rope attached to it and it caused damage directly, so that would be considered nezek shalom, because anything that's mechuba legufo, that attached to its body, is considered like its own guf. Now, regarding the halacha of the behema, let's say with the kli, it broke one kli, and then it broke the other one indirectly. So Tosa says the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it pressed on, it stepped on the first kli with such force, such strength, that it broke the kli, that piece flew off and broke another kli. We don't say, this is considered a shinoi. Well, the tabernacles don't break kalim that much, that would fly, the kli would fly off. Maybe this should be a halacha, this should be considered mishun as something different, something abnormal, something atypical, and therefore fall into the category of Karen, and not be in the category of regal. So that we do not say. Additionally, it comes to teach us that there are times you could have a chi of nezek nechatzin nezek, and the same maisa. It kicks its kli, it steps on this kli, it breaks its kli, and the same on that same maisa, that piece flew off and broke another kli. So you're going to be chayv, same action causes both the chiyuv of nezek shalem and chatzin nezek. Perek Beis Mishnah Beis is going to discuss the same thing regarding shein, and we'll read the Mishnah as Rashi and Bartunu do as the following: Ketzad Hashein Mu'edes. That's where the question ends. In what way is shein considered a muad lechol es haroila, to eat something that is fit for it? So, and the Mishnah gives the example: Habehema Mu'edes lechol peros virakos, an animal is considered muad to eat fruits and vegetables. But let's say achla ksus o kalim. Let's say the animal ate clothing or vessels. Mishalim chatzinezek. Why is that chatzinezek? So that chatzinezek is because that is mishuna. That is different. If it's different, it's not typical, then it falls into the category of Karen. It's not goring at all. So it may look like shein because it's eating something, but it's not shein at all, because shein is something that's roila. Once it's not roila, it's eating something that's not fit for it, then it falls into the category of Karen, because Karen is something that is mishuna, something we don't expect it to do, and therefore you're only paying chatzin nezek. And then nezek, and there would be a chiyuv in rishus harabim because it's considered a karen. And if it did it three times, those then would come muad, and you would pay nezek shalom. When do we say when it eats fruits and vegetables it pays nezek shalem, which is classic shein? That is birshus anizok. That's only where it ate it in the other person's domain, based on the pasuk uvier b'stei acher, in someone else's field, someone else's domain, which he said applies to not only shein but also to regel. Aval birshus harabim pater, but birshus harabim you're going to be pater. But then the Mishnah says, interestingly, vim nehenes. Let's say the animal got hana from the fruits and the vegetables that it ate in Rishus HaRabim. In fact, it probably did get benefit. But the benefit that we're speaking of is the fact that the owner doesn't need to feed it lunch. What happened? Ate fruits and vegetables in Rishus HaRabim. So that generally for shein, you're patur, because it's Rishus HaRabim. It's not uvier b'stei acher. You're telling me the owner doesn't have to pay anything that? So the answer is no. He does have to pay something. After all, the owner benefits. The owner benefits the fact that the animal ate lunch, and now he doesn't have to feed it lunch. It saves a few dollars on the animal food. So how do we evaluate that amount? So Mishnah says Mishali Masha Nehenes. You pay not the Masha Hizika, the damage, but rather the Hana. Ketzar Mishali Masha Nehenes. How do you figure that out? So Achla Mitocha Rechava. If the animal ate from the Rechava, which is the middle of the street, which is Rosh Hasharabim, and since Shane doesn't pay Rosh Hasharabim, so there wouldn't be a payment of Masha Hizika for damages, but there is payment for Hana. Mishal Mashanenis. We'll have to explain what that means in a moment. Mitzide Harachava, but if it ate from the size of the Rishus Harabim, which has the status of Rishus Hayachid, and therefore that would be considered Rishus Hanizak enough, because it's not Rishus Harabim, then Mishal Mashanizika, then you pay for the damages. So the difference between this, the Gemara explains, between Masha Hizika, which is paying more for the damages, and Masha Hanenis paying for the Hana, for the benefit, is when it comes to damages, you pay what did it eat? It ate fruits and vegetables. Okay, so you pay, it ate apples. So okay, three apples. So you pay the value. You have to pay the value of three apples. We'll see. That may not also be so simple, but let's assume for right now you pay the value of three apples. What do you pay? What's Masha Nehenes? Well, it's you don't pay apples. You pay the value of grain. Of actually barley, which is cheaper grain, because that's animal food. Because the owner would not have paid him, would not have given him apples for lunch. So why should he have to pay for the apples? He pays a value of what it ate. He has to pay the value of dinner, the value of lunch. What's that? That's the value of barley. And not only that, it's even a third less than the typical value of barley of what it's worth in the shuk, because also there are times where you can find sorum bezol, you can find it very cheaply. So the owner is going to pay the value of Seorim, but two-thirds of that of the value of Seorim, and that's Mashanen, it's because that's what the owner would have been able to buy and to feed his animal for lunch, and that's the Hana that it got. Mashi Zika, that's something else. Mashi Zika is the damage, so you have to pay for the apples themselves, but it's really not the apples themselves. We assume what we do is we view those apples as if they're part of they're on the tree or part of the field, and we take the value of the field minus what that is worth, and that's how we evaluate Mashi Zika. We'll maybe talk about that in a little bit later in the Masechta. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzad. Then the Mishnah says, Mipesach Achonos, let's say the animal ate from the opening of a shop, of a store. That's where they ate the peiros from. The peiros was sitting in the store, in the door of the store. Mishal Mashanenis. Then you pay Mashanenis, the owner gains by profits by the animal not having to feed at lunch. Why? Because the Pesach of the Chonos has the status of a Rishus Harabim. And Shane, you don't pay Rishus Harabim. So you're not going to pay for the Zika, you're not going to pay for the damage, but you are going to pay for the Hana. But if the animal ate from the fruit that was inside the store, then then you pay the value of the Nezek, because that is considered a Rishus Hanizak.